USA Radio News with John Hunt.
California health officials said that 7,600 people who returned to the state after visiting China during the outbreak have been asked to quarantine themselves at home for the remainder of the month as health officials try to stop the spread of the virus. The people returned to the U.S. on or after February 2nd and are asked to monitor their health, stay at home, and limit all actions with others. The United States is funneling travelers from China to 11 airports, including San Francisco International Airport, to ensure they get medical screening and care. At least 34 in the United States have tested positive for the virus, including 18 who returned from a quarantined cruise ship in Japan. Federal officials share passenger details with states who then pass that information on to their local health agencies. There are 10 people in California who have now tested positive for the virus in lab tests performed by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Donald Trump dismissed intelligence reports that Russia is attempting to interfere in the 2020 election, writing it off as a continuation of a Democratic disinformation campaign against him.
They said today that Putin wants to be sure that Trump gets elected. Here we go. I was told that was happening. I was told a week ago. They said, you know, they're trying to start a rumor. It's disinformation. That's the only thing they're good at. They're not good at anything else. They get nothing done. Do nothing, Democrats.
As Trump was addressing the crowd in Nevada, the Washington Post reported that Russia was also attempting to help Senator Bernie Sanders in his campaign for the Democratic nomination. Greyhound, the nation's largest bus company, said it will stop allowing Border Patrol agents without a warrant to board its buses to conduct any routine immigration checks. Greyhound has faced pressure from the American Civil Liberties Union, immigrant rights activists, and Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson to stop allowing sweeps on buses within 100 miles of an international border. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Penn State and the family of the late head football coach Joe Paterno announced they've resolved their differences 8 years after he was fired following Jerry Sandusky's child molestation arrest, although the statue of the revered coach will not return to its place outside the football stadium. The university issued a statement that said it settled long outstanding issues with the family and had agreed to pay a certain amount of the Paterno family expenses and wish to move forward. The total amount was not disclosed. The deal ends a lawsuit against the university by Paterno's son Jay, who is currently a member of the Penn State board. Jay Paterno had claimed the university commissioned report into the scandal had unfairly tarnished him and made him unable to find work as a coach. In a phone interview, Paterno called the agreement a relief, a long time coming. Joe Paterno was a Hall of Fame coach nearing the end of his career when a state grand jury summoned him to testify about Sandusky in early 2011. Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals became only the eighth player to score 700 career goals, reaching the milestone against the New Jersey Devils. The 34-year-old Russian forward one-timed a slap shot from the right circle that went off the post. It was his 42nd goal of the season, just one behind Boston's David Pastrnak and Toronto's Austin Matthews. Wayne Gretzky leads the career list with 894 goals, followed by Gordie Howe, Jaromir Jagr, Brett Hull, Marcel Dion, Phil Esposito, and Mike Gardner is next up for Ovi at 708 goals. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.